The Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission recently met to consider a number of proposals on hunting. One it chose not to pursue was the idea of an additional spring hunt for black bear, a short season called Siskiyou Plus. Few recent decisions of the Fish and Wildlife Commission have been surrounded by such controversy, and it was ultimately enough controversy to force the dropping of the proposal. So what was the proposal, and why was it so disliked? For that, we turn to Scott Beckstead, who's the Oregon Senior Director of the Humane Society of the United States. Scott, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, I'm happy to be here with you.
So help people understand, bear hunting is already legal in Oregon, right?
That's correct. There is ample opportunity for hunters who want to pursue bears here in Oregon, the Humane Society of the United States does not take a position with respect to bear hunting generally, but we do strongly oppose the practice of spring bear hunting.
So it's simply a matter of when and where that you have an issue with?
Well, exactly, because the where and when has a direct impact on whether the hunting is fair and sporting and whether it poses an unreasonable risk of suffering and cruelty to the animals involved. So the reason why spring bear hunting is objectionable and why so many people chose to speak out in opposition of this expanded spring bear hunt is because these animals are emerging from hibernation. They are in a weakened and very vulnerable state, and it makes them just far too easy of a target. And an even bigger component of the argument against the spring bear hunt is the fact that mothers are emerging with baby cubs in their dens, and they go off and they leave those babies to go foraging for food. And hunters generally are not able to tell out in the field whether the bear in their sights is a female or a male, a lactating female or a non-lactating female. And so consequently what happens is mother bears are shot and killed by these hunters, and that, of course, means that baby cubs are orphaned and are left to perish from starvation or exposure or predation.
So the bear hunts right now in Oregon are primarily in the fall and winter, is that what you're saying?
There is spring bear hunting in Oregon, I think that the level of opposition to this expanded spring bear hunt poses a good opportunity for Oregon to take a hard look at its practice of allowing spring bear hunts. Of the 32 states that have a bear hunting season, only 8 of those states allow spring bear hunts. And Oregon is one of those 8 states. And there are many states that have actually banned spring bear hunting because of these very reasons. And so we would urge the commission to take a hard look at the practice of spring bear hunting generally. As I said, there are ample opportunities in the fall hunting season for hunters who want to hunt bears. And there's really no need bears to be subjected to this practice in the springtime when they're at their most vulnerable.
Is there any movement where there's some proposals about sliding the calendar just a bit? I mean, would it make a difference if it were slid a couple of weeks in either direction? And where in particular was the Siskiyou Plus hunt planned for?
Well, this was a region in southwestern Oregon that they had proposed for the Siskiyou Plus hunt. And, what the biologist will tell you is you can make generalized statements about when male bears are emerging from their hibernation dens and when the females are emerging. And there was some statements by biologists that the male bears emerge before the female bears. But again, those are generalized statements, and we know that, individual bears do things differently, and there's no way for ODFW to set any kind of policy or regulation to completely eliminate the risk of orphaning baby cubs. So the best approach here is to just, was to stop this proposed spring bear hunt and eliminate that additional risk for the bears of southwestern Oregon.
Scott Beckstead is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Oregon Senior Director for the Humane Society of the United States. You can join us as we talk about the once proposed and now dropped idea for the Siskiyou Plus Bear Hunt. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760, or email us at jx@jeffnet.org. So the issue again was time, place, and were there particular idea? Where would the proposal come from in the first place, Scott?
It came from ODFW staff biologists, and they, you know, they stated that they believed that there was a desire for hunters to have a greater rate of success than was available in other parts of the state. They also said that bears were causing damage to, you know, tree farms in this area. But they offered absolutely no data to back themselves up. There were no timber farmers or tree, you know, lumber companies present to testify that the bears were a problem. There were no hunters there to testify that there was any sort of lack of opportunity elsewhere in the state. So, you know, they proposed this because they wanted, it's our position that ODFW takes far too harsh of a position with respect to our top predators, including bears. And this seems to us to be just another part of the pattern by ODFW to sort of ramp up the war on predators. They have made it ridiculously easy to kill as many top predators as possible. And, you know, that's really at odds with the values of most Oregonians. Most Oregonians may not oppose hunting, but they definitely oppose hunting that is unreasonably cruel and unsporting, and that is exactly what spring bear hunting is.
You mentioned something about the success rate of bear hunts, and the figure I saw was somewhere south of 10%. So fewer than 10% of the hunters who go out there intending to come back with bears. When you talk about predators, what do you mean besides bears?
Well, primarily, you know, cougars. ODFW, ever since voters voted in 1994 to protect cougars and bears from the cruelty of hound hunting and the cruelty of bait hunting for bears, ever since then, ODFW has found ever more ways to try and circumvent that vote and make it easier and easier to kill as many of these predators as possible. So, you know, I'm primarily referring to cougars, although, Oregon has some of the most lax trapping and predator hunting regulations and laws in the nation. And it's really, you know, it's at odds with the way Oregonians feel about animals. And again, I'm not saying that Oregonians necessarily oppose hunting, but they do clearly oppose hunting that is unreasonably cruel. And the methods that are used on predators, including leg hold traps and wire neck snares, the use of bait and hounds, which has been banned by the voters, but which continues to be used extensively by ODFW as part of its cougar management plan and bear management plan. ODFW has constantly sought to thwart the will of Oregon voters on predators. And, every legislative session, it seems, we have to, you know, go into the Capitol in Salem and beat back these bills that are sponsored and by some legislators and supported by ODFW to repeal or chip away at Measure 18, which was enacted and reaffirmed by the voters of Oregon by overwhelming majorities.
I get the sense you have to devote some staff time to this. And does it happen more at the commission level, Fish and Wildlife Commission level, or does it happen more through legislation, or is it just a sort of a 50-50 split?
Well, I mean, it's our opponents, the people who are really trying to ramp up the war on Oregon's predators, you know, they use whatever means they have, and that includes trying to go through the commission. I mean, if you look at the Oregon Cougar Management Plan, for example, I mean, it is nothing short of an all-out war on cougars based on population models that are unreliable and that have been roundly criticized by the top cougar biologists in the nation. You know, they continue to use a method for estimating Oregon's cougar population that is completely unreliable. And so, you know, they like to say that there are X number of cougars in the state. They have absolutely no idea. They have, you know, consistently promised to use a new population model that is more reliable, that is peer-reviewed by other scientists, and yet we still are waiting for that and have never seen it. So they're using faulty science to produce numbers that are highly suspect, and they're using that to justify policies that go directly against the will of most Oregonians who want to see our top predators protected and not subjected to extreme cruelty.
So in this fight over the Siskiyou Plus bear hunt, as it was proposed, I understand you put up a bit of a form letter fight.
Well, what we did was we alerted our statewide network of supporters and members, and we worked in close cooperation with Cascadia Wildlands, which also has a good, healthy, and substantial following here in Oregon, and we also have the support of Predator Defense, one of the top wild carnivore conservation groups in the nation, which is headquartered here in Oregon. And rank and file Oregonians from all over the state spoke up, and I think the opposition was overwhelming, and I think it sent a very much needed and very strong message to the commission that Oregonians do not support more and more killing of our predators using these methods that are simply ethically intolerable.
Let's take it a call. We have Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Scott Beckstead of the Humane Society of the United States.
Yes, good morning. I would like to clarify something I've heard that sounds ridiculous, but, and I don't mean ridiculous. If a person is running bears with dogs, that's cool, but you cannot kill a bear that you have run with dogs. I agree the whole killing of bears is absurd. Well, I tried eating some bear sausage when I was a teenager, and good grief, it was horrible.
All right, but the issue is what the dog involvement is at this point.
And yeah.
So I'm sorry about that, Jim. Measure 18, as you put it, in 1994, was the one that said no hound hunting for cougar or bear, right, Scott?
Yes, that's right. So Measure 18 banned the use of dogs to chase or hunt bears and cougars, and it also banned the use of bait to hunt black bears.
All right, so no dog running at all, though? You can't use dogs to chase bears around, period?
That's correct. That's correct. And unfortunately, ODSW has found a way to do an end run around that law by appointing houndsmen, these individuals who enjoy watching their dogs chase wildlife through the woods, as state agents to conduct wildlife management, bear and cougar management practices, which basically means they call these same guys who are so outraged that the voters told them they couldn't engage in their cruelty, and they appointed them as state agents and are taking them out in the woods and letting them continue to do what the voters said they didn't want them to do, but they call them state agents and under the guise of cougar management and bear management. So it's pretty frustrating.
With the Siskiyou Plus bear hunt, did that decision come pretty easily for the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission?
Well, it was a 4-2 vote, and the commission had, I thought, some very good questions for the staff biologists and the managers that simply they could not answer satisfactorily. So, expanding the spring bear hunt was not a good idea, and so I think that at least for the four commissioners who voted against it, I think it was a relatively easy call, especially in light of the overwhelming opposition they received.
All right, and probably not the last we've heard of it, I'm thinking.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Scott Beckstead is the Oregon Senior Director for the Humane Society of the United States. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, it was my pleasure.